You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Monday morning. It is time to check in with our friend, Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Yeah, welcome to Allergy Bill.
It is for allergy sufferers. Yeah, it can be that time of year.
Gotta go back on Claritin D. I always find that works pretty good for me, but you got to get it over the counter from pharmacists. But be that as it may, I'm doing okay. You know, just the old stuffy routine. It happens in the St. Louis area to me a few times a year, so you just got to keep moving on, you know. Life goes on, so...
I'm glad you found some medicine that works. I have not been successful in finding anything that works for me when it's allergy time.
Yeah, well, my brother, the geriatrics doctor, he says you got to use Claritin D. That's what he recommends. But I don't know if you've ever tried that, but, you know, you got to sign up, show your driver's license and make sure that you're a legal person, and et cetera, et cetera. So otherwise, moving right along, I have a whole bunch of stuff here. I'm not going to tap into what happened down there in Orlando. That's a real tragedy down there, and in terms of all those people that were murdered by that man. But I would like to address several things that have come up, certainly in the news, and just to let your listeners know, once again, I'm going to sort of give you several things that are happening just so we can cover, you know, here's kind of what's going on these days in bioethics. First of all, Ireland, which is very pro-life because it's Roman Catholic. In fact, in their constitution, they even have statements that deal with anti-abortion laws. And now what's happening is there are people moving over there. The United Nations Human Rights Committee is saying that Ireland's abortion laws violate human rights. And so they're pushing to change those laws over there in Ireland. I know we have listeners who are Irish, and they need to be tuned into this, because this is quite a change in a country that only permits abortion, like we would say in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, when the mother's life is at risk. Otherwise, abortion is not permitted. So, for those who are Irish, just wanted to share that with you. The other one is, you know, with the killing of this Harambe, the gorilla, who took this boy, the question has come up in the news, why are humans more important than animals? And certainly from our viewpoint, this is, and I don't know if you've discussed this from that viewpoint yet, but it is something that gets back into the whole issue of why many, this can be documented, people that are interested in bringing gorillas, chimpanzees, who believe they are our descendants, into human personhood and have the same rights as humans. And so therefore, of course, PETA and other people over in Europe have hired attorneys to make sure that chimpanzees have the same rights as humans and are given those rights. So I think that the difference, of course, from our viewpoint in creation very briefly is that, God created all these animals, but he did not breathe into them the breath of life. And they're as fallen as we are due to the fall of Adam and Eve. So it's an interesting topic to discuss, and I think we should be doing more on that topic. The other one, and probably lastly, all deals with aging, and there's several things that are happening, and unfortunately, it should not be ageism, that is, when we're discriminated against the older adult, but the first California doctor, I don't know if you're aware of this, Andy, has opened up an end-of-life clinic in the Bay Area. He calls it Bay Area End-of-Life Options, where he discusses with people who would like to end their life. Have to be over 21. The initial fee is $200 for an assessment or consultation, and $800 if the patient is qualified and wishes to continue. And of course, people that are involved with disability rights action in the United States, one lady said that, and this is a quote, it's disturbing because This man suggested if you set up practice focused on assisted suicide, some people will get assisted suicide. And I know that Wesley J. Smith, one of the big proponents, anti-euthanasia persons, and certainly we are that in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, you know, he said this is what's happening. Of course, California is one of five states that permits now physician-assisted suicide. This really means that the most incompetent doctors, the other bottom feeders, as he calls them, can become death doctors. And so this whole issue, the doctor's name is Lonnie Chevelson, and he's always been an advocate of assisted suicide. So assisted suicide is crawling back up the walls and making itself known. We need to be aware of that in terms of bearing one another's burdens. And to tell people, I want to be your burden. So I think there are ways to teach this so that we understand that we're not trying to say that pain and suffering is really, really good, but in one sense, we can talk about pain and suffering from the standpoint of the empty cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I think that I would encourage our listeners to look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9 on the whole issue of suffering, where he talks about, though you suffer now for a little while, your faith, more precious than gold, redounds to the praise, honor, and glory of Jesus Christ. So there are ways that God can comfort us in our suffering. The other one is, in relationship to this, in medicine, there is this searching for meaning at the end of life, primarily for older adults. It came out of a writing called The Conversation, which is a very interesting paper that I guess you could say blog, where they're really looking at a holistic view of medicine. It's been there for a while, looking at the person not just as a body to be fixed, but a person that has a body, a soul, and a spiritual element to them, whatever that means. They don't define that, but it basically says, you know, we need to be taking a look at the person and not just kind of coming in and saying, oh, we're going to fix you and let you go. They want to get to this point where you don't want to treat human beings as machines that with a mechanical repair, it's all that's needed, and send them on their way, which we're finding in some situations. My brother could testify to that. So searching for the meaning of the end of life is a good question, I think, for a Bible class. You know, what are a lot of students I've talked to, Andy, I ask them, I say, how many of you in Vicarage have ever talked about end of life issues? You know, because it doesn't deal with just older people. Mm-hmm. And 1 out of 17 hands go up. And so all of this, and there's a couple more on this that also deal with euthanasia of demented people. So those are some of the, at least in the field of bioethics, these are some of the hot button issues that are making the headlines in the news, in the Wall Street Journal and some other papers, and certainly on the Internet.
One of the reasons I think this is continuing to be a hot button issue is because, well, Hollywood has taken it on now with the recent film Me Before You. Have you seen this film?
No, I have not seen it. I have read about it. I know that it is about euthanasia. I know that I read an article in what's called The Guardian, a disability rights activist. I think her name was Penny Penner or something like that. She said that something in the order of that this is sort of like a fairy tale romance, but what purpose? It's a clever device for this writer who wrote this, the view that you're better off dead than a living, disabled burden on your loved ones. And apparently that's what this is all about, is that he really wants to commit euthanasia, he wants to commit suicide. And I haven't seen it. Have you seen this movie?
I have.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Is this pretty much the way it is?
It would make for, I think if you see it, we need to have a conversation about it on Faith and Family.
Good. Okay, good. Good. Yeah, well, I'll have to get it and see it, because I think that at least the reviews that are out from people that deal with the American Disabilities Right and certainly other people, they're not speaking very highly of this movie. So, yeah, I want to just hold off on this. And I was just discussing it this morning with my son-in-law. We had a baptism yesterday of a granddaughter, and he hasn't seen it. And I said, well, Me Before You is I said, at least what I'm reading is really not about romance. It's a disability snuff movie. But I said, I'll have to refrain from my current evaluation until I really see it.
Yeah, I was caught off guard a little bit. I had not read any of the reviews before I went to see it. So.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, us, you and I do, you know, you kind of read this stuff and you want to say, what's going on out there? Because the Hollywood people are just, well, that's the way it is. You know,
how it goes. So. I don't read reviews before I see a movie because generally my response to the movie is quite opposite of what the reviews are.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I agree with you. I was just, my problem is I was asked to talk about it. Oh, this is down the road. Some students asked me. I said, no. And they said, well, you got to check the review. Well, I came back and I said, look, I said, I haven't seen the movie. This is what the review says. But, I mean, I could still go in and watch it and still be, I think, objective about the whole thing. But this is kind of how I see it. Yeah, I'll take a look at it. I'll have to get to that movie eventually. If you haven't discussed it yet with other people.
Yeah, it'd be a good one to talk about on Faith and Family.
Yeah, I think so. I think that because this is the kind of issue that, you know, with euthanasia, if this is in fact part of it, or the whole issue of living and dying well in Christ is kind of what we would come from. And I don't know. It looks, you know, I've seen some of the stuff on TV, the trailers, and it looks interesting. But, well, we'll wait to see how it goes.
Well, very good. Well, the topic that you mentioned earlier about rights for animals, basically human rights for animals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know where the people are with this, but I know that Peter Singer, who is professor at Princeton, and some people may or may not be aware of him, but he's very big into animal rights, and they have... people that they have hired, he has hired other people in the United States and over in Europe to seek personhood status for overworld monkeys, chimpanzees, orangutans, gorillas, and so forth. And he's even got books out on this that deal with this whole issue. It's called, one is called the Great Ape Project. You can still get the book. It's a big book. And the Great Ape Project is all about, you know, since there are our descendants, we came from them, then we should give them personhood status. Does that also mean we're going to give the gorillas in the womb personhood status? That's what I would like to know.
Right, and, you know, we start off in the womb, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, for the listeners, sometimes, you know, you and I have talked about this, you get kind of concerned, you know, what's the big deal with this? Well, the big deal is, when this young man, this three-year-old, was being dragged around by this gorilla, and people were really, many people were upset that they had to shoot this gorilla to kill it to save this child's life because one didn't know what was going to happen with this Harambe, the gorilla. You know, the question did come up, why are humans more important than animals? And it's not that, you know, God gave us animals. We'd love to be with animals. I mean, I have a husky. They're great pets. They bring comfort and hope. We have all these, you know, dogs that help those who are blind. We have service dogs. I mean, you know, people have all kinds of animals in their houses, and they do serve a purpose of friendship for people. But you know, we are more important than animals. I mean, the Bible. The Lord said, you know, the birds of the air, don't you know why you're more valuable than them? He's not putting them down. He didn't say that they're not important, but we have more value than them as our creator. And I think that gets into the first article. Here we go again. That I think, once again, like I mentioned in my sermon yesterday on baptism, we baptize and then the Lord says, and then go teach. And I think we need to be baptizing, and it's very, very important. But the catechesis of what follows is part of baptism. It's not more important. It's just being part of a baptized Christian is to teach and to learn what God has to say in His Word. So I think that, in my opinion, would even be a nice discussion sometime about why are humans more important than animals. You might get some phone calls from some people, but I think it's something that needs to be done, needs to be talked about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think just our relationship with animals has changed over probably the last 40, 50 years. We've certainly changed how we look at animals. You know, we have looked at them as food, but we're so disconnected from the farm now that we don't even understand that relationship. We've romanticized the relationship with animals and see them more as, the very direction that that this is going, that personhood for animals.
Yeah, and I think some of this comes from a lot of the movies, you know, when Mickey Mouse was silent and he started to speak, and now we have all these new age, we have all these animals talking, and they're very human. And then you have this movie, Zootopia, and people say, you know, and so I do think that has changed the whole new age emphasis on animals. And humans has changed the direction of how people perceive what it means to be human in relationship to God's created animal. So I agree with you that the romanticizing of this is there and can't be ignored, but I think it should be addressed.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds like a future conversation. Dr. Weiss, have a wonderful week. God's blessings.
You bet. To you and your listeners. Goodbye.
Bye now. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary underwritten by Lutheran Federal Credit Union. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.